Good evening. Welcome to BluePower.com. This is your host, John Reese. And tonight, we have an extra special guest who's come all the way across the United States to visit yours truly, Mr. Matt Lucas. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, and that music even makes me better.
Listen, we're going to have a good time tonight. Matt's been all over the world since the last time he was on Blue Power, and he's got an awful lot to tell us. So hang in there, and we're going to have one hell of a good time tonight. Right, Matt?
You betcha.
All right. Let's listen a little bit more of Red Fry Song and Hand Clapping. Since we're featuring Mr. Mac Lucas tonight, the first one up, Mau Mau Boogie. Mau Mau Boogie.
Lord, down to New Orleans, people, where the in crowd goes. You know the music hot as a pistol down at a joint called the Rock and Roll. You know everybody's dancing with a great big smile. People, everybody's dancing all along with a great big smile. Because they had a crazy dance put on by the Mr. Mau Mau. Dr. Ike, Dr. Ike, what can you do? Ooh, Dr. Ike, Dr. Ike, Dr. Ike, what can you do? He said, don't worry, Matt Lucas, just let that trance get over you. You get the heebie-jeebies, ooh, when they come over you. You know you become a nervous wreck and get the heebie-jeebies, babe, when it comes over you. You know it's got that New Orleans beat with some mad scientists, rhythm and blues. Now it's a big, big party. It's got a crazy doggone style. It's a big, big party, people. Got a crazy, crazy style. Well, it's a chance that comes over you, people. Put on by the Mr. Mau Mau. It's a bad thing to do. You know people down in the Big Easy, down Louisiana, it's a doggone thing to do. You know the Mystic Mau Mau will put you in a trance and do a boogie woogie too. Lord, it's a super, super party, put on with lots of style. Man, everybody's there, everybody's there. It's a super big party, put on with a whole lot of style. It's that crazy doggone thing, put on by the Misty Mau Mau. Do what you want. Do it, do it. Oh, I'm in a trance, baby. Come on down. Doctor, I think you better examine me, because boy, I got the heebie-jeebies. I had to call Lacey Lester. I'm gonna have to call Dr. Phil. I'm gonna get James Burton in to give me a massage on the back. I'm itching all over. I don't know what's the matter with me. I think I got a transplant on me. Father, there's your mouth out. Oh, Lord. I think the mad scientist. I gotta call the mad scientist. Jeez. My knees are shaking. My knees are knocking. I can't stop rocking. I got to say goodbye to Spain. Oh, twist, twist. Twist, baby, twist. Get out, baby. Shake that money maker. Wind up your yo-yo too. Because of my mouth, it's gonna get you.
That sounds like one insane session, Matt.
Man, it was a blast. It was paradise.
Why don't you tell us about that? Where was that recorded?
That was in Chicago, and it seems hard to believe, but it was just about this time last year. And, man, we had the very finest players. We had the mad scientist on piano, Mark Brumbach, and he brought in James Burton from Shreveport. You know, James was Ricky Nelson's guitarist, Frank Sinatra's Elvis's band leader. Oh, man. So the musical freedom was wonderful, and I just hope the musical freedom shines through on everything. It was a really fun session.
I understand Charlie Musselwhite is now on some of these cuts.
Yeah, he is. I did a Jimmy Reed tune called Little Rain, and I also have him on a couple of other things. I did, I can't remember if he played on, I did a remake of the Gene Autry song, I'm Back in the Saddle Again, but there's not much resemblance. And then I got a song that I originally wrote as a 12-bar blues called I'm Gonna Tell Your Husband, but then I did it as a rocker, a rocking blues thing, and changed it around, and Charlie plays on that. Charlie's just a magnificent guy. I was with him maybe 6 weeks ago in Tampa, Florida, with his band at the Tampa Theater, and he also had the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Man, the place was rocking. These guys, man, the soul just shone through. It was wonderful.
That's marvelous.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that song, the Mau Mau Boogie. Now, how in the world did that come about?
Well, I'm working the Ponderosa Stomp, which is usually held in New Orleans, but due to the devastation of the big storm, New Orleans is pretty well wiped out, you know. So they're going to have it in Memphis, Tennessee this year. It's going to be at the Gibson Guitar Factory and Museum. And I think the dates are May 8th and 9th, I think. We'll have to check
that. This festival will take place 9th and 10th.
Yeah, okay. I was a little bit wrong. But I was asked to play the Stomp out of the blue by the promoter, the originator of the Stomp, the head of the Mystic Mau Mau, Dr. Ike, who's a doctor originally from Chicago, and he just loves the music. He loves the music. He's not into it for the bread. He loves the music, and, man, he brings in the play. I mean, he digs the bottom of the barrel. He brings the real guys in, and he's just fantastic. To me, it's the best musical event and the only real musical thing happening in the United States.
Man, he's got some great people. He's scheduled to play this year. Ponderosa Stomp is Clarence Frogman Henry. My God. Willie T. Eddie Bowe. Joe Clay. Al Carnival Time Johnson. Excellent. Tammy Lynn. Lazy Lester.
Oh, yeah. Lazy Lester, boy. Great. You know, I don't know if you knew, but he lives in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, he lives in Detroit. He's a great cat, man, and then he's got Travis Wamick coming back, my old guitar player. And, of course, Travis had a number one record himself called Scratchy. And I hadn't seen Travis since the day that President Kennedy got shot. And I was in Memphis at the Memphis Zoo.
Wow.
And that was a long time ago. But Travis traveled with me, and he's outstanding. Now he's a studio musician for Rick Hall down in Muscle Shoals. And he lives in either Florence or Muscle Shoals now. Then I got to see my old buddy Ace Cannon.
Oh, my goodness.
And Ace is playing so good, man. It just keeps on getting better and better and better. Just so many guys on that show that I had the pleasure of working with Link Ray, who just recently passed away. And I had to follow Link, which was, I couldn't hear for over a week.
Oh, man.
God bless
that loud,
Link.
Huh?
Oh, man, just splitting my ears, but he did a fantastic job. You just never know what to expect at the Ponderosa Stomp. Dale Hawkins is going to be there again, who's a wonderful guy, and just so many cats. Lady Bo, you know, the Lady Bo Diddley that played on all the Bo Diddley
played songs. Leads on all the Bo Diddley records.
Yeah, oh, she's
right.
So nice. They're bringing her in from San Francisco area, and I just don't know who all is going to be on it. It's just so full of surprises. You just never know what Dr. Ike is up to. But one thing for sure, it's going to rock, and it will not be a rehearsed. It's going to be excitement.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to be there this year, man.
Well, I hope you are, man. We'll have a ball. If you come down there, I'll take you over at the Peabody Hotel, and we'll watch the Ducks. Peabody Ducks walk out. And maybe I can take you over to my buddy J.W. Whitten and Jerry Lee Lewis. And I don't know if you knew George Klein or not, Elvis's best buddy.
I never met George
Klein. He's got a radio show, and he's got a television show in Memphis. And George is just a wonderful guy. And Memphis brings back so many memories, so many wonderful memories for me. And I couldn't believe it, but I'm one of the few guys who was actually born in Memphis. Memphis is the home of the blues, and it is the birthplace of rock and roll.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, speaking about Dale Hawkins, why don't we play a Dale Hawkins cut?
Hey, man.
I've got one that he sent me. I don't know if it's ever been released.
Okay.
I'm going to stick it on there.
Great.
I don't know the title, but we'll find it and tell you about it.
Great.
That's it. Kick it up.
Well, that was the title of that one for Mr. Dale Hawkins is Wildcat Tamer. And I don't know if that's ever been released. I know Dale sent it to me a couple months ago. I hope he doesn't mind if we play it, Matt.
Well, I'm sure he'd like it, yeah.
You were talking, saying that he does one hell of a show.
He puts on a great show, nonstop rocking, and they love him. They just love him. And like I say, he's not predictable at all. Of course, when you work the Ponderosa Stomp, sometimes you don't even know who the band's going to be. Might be Deke Degerson and his band, but it might be James Burton on guitar, might be Travis Womack, might be Ace Cannon on tenor sax, might be the drummer Palmer.
Yeah, Earl Palmer.
Earl Palmer's last year. It's just so much fun.
Earl wasn't in disguise, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Because I asked him to do Blue Power, and he goes, I only talk about jazz now.
Oh, man.
I said, you got to be kidding. I said, man, you are the premier rock and roll, blues and R&B drummer of all time. How can you tell me you only talk about jazz? He goes, oh, man, that old rock and roll, that's too simple. This shit's too simple, you know.
Man, you know something about Earl that no one knows?
What?
He played on Ricky Nelson's I'm Walking.
Oh, yeah.
The Fats Domino song.
He played in a group called The Wrecking Crew.
Uh-huh.
And you see that name right there?
Oh, yeah.
Carol Kay.
Yeah.
Carol's going to come on and do a show in February.
Wonderful.
For us. And Carol was also with Earl in The Wrecking Crew.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, she played guitar on La Bamba.
Hmm.
She's a guitar player. But one night, Sam Cooke saw her sitting in for a bass player.
Yeah.
And he came in with Bumps Blackwell, his producer. And he goes, I want that girl to play bass on my next cut.
How nice.
Which was, he just had You Send Me.
Yeah.
And the next
what a song.
I know. And then
I remember
the next
day,
session she played on.
I remember the day he passed, John. I was living in Detroit.
Yeah.
And people were crying.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, it was awful. People were crying. I said, what you crying for? I said, Sam Cooke is gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. And you know something? A few years ago, I can't remember how, it wasn't long ago, that I was in Dallas, and people were crying.
Oh,
and man. It was that cat, Disco Lady.
Disco
Lady. Little Johnny Taylor,
little
you know,
Johnny
Part-Time
Taylor.
Love.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
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 Boy, what a song.
I promoted Part-Time Love.
Did you?
Yeah, Matt was on World Pacific Galaxy Fantasy. It was on Fantasy Records.
Yeah.
Part 1 and Part 2.
Oh, boy.
People in the Cemetery.
Oh, what a great, yeah.
Great.
So nice.
Wonderful song, man. And so many of the great singers are gone now.
Yeah. Well, there's no great promotion men left either that I know of, John.
No insane one,
no.
Though. I mean,
no, we got to hoot and holler and try to promote ourselves.
Well, you know, we got radio's got, we'll never go back to the way it was. But
no.
If it, by some mistake, some freak of nature, it did, then perhaps the doors would be open again for real, honest-to-God record promotion men. You know,
wouldn't that be
promoted
wonderful?
Songs and artists, and instead of going and buying everything that they need. You know?
Yeah, and back when they had the personality radio, too, when people would listen to the disc jockey like John R. or Herman Gazzard or some of the old cats at WLAC in Nashville.
The Hoss Man.
Oh, man. Leonard Chess's boy. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was
I miss those days so much, and I was fortunate enough to have known all those guys.
I know.
And it's just wonderful.
Tell us a little bit, because you know I'm going to steal this anyway. But
okay.
Tell us a little bit about your first recollections of WLAC radio in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, it was either 1959 or 1960. I did a show on WDIA, which was known as and bragged that it was the voice of the American Negro. It was an all-black show in Memphis. B.B. King was a disc jockey. Rufus Thomas was a disc jockey. And I went out there, and I went in to get my record played because some of the bigger stations in town, the pop stations, or I guess you could call them rock and roll stations, would not play my record because they told me, Matt, said, we can't play music that wild, and said, to be honest with you, you sound too black. And I got so tired of hearing that, I went out to the WDIA and Rufus Thomas. I didn't lie to him. I said, Rufus, Because he said, how come your own people won't play that record? And I told him, and he said, let me hear that record, man. And he played it, and he played it, and he played it. And he said, Matt, can you go over to WLAC in Nashville? Said it's in the tallest building in Nashville, the Life and Casualty Building. And I said, boy, really? He said, can you make it? I said, well, I can. I'll make it over there. And I got in my little car, man. I had a little foreign car, a little Renault car. Had three different sized tires on it because I couldn't get no parts for that car. And I loaded up some records and went over there. Went in there late at night. John R. didn't have a clue I was coming. It was such a huge radio station. I made up the elevator to the very top of the Life and Casualty Building. And they had a guard there, but not like today, that wasn't packing a gun or anything. And John R. looked like he was a half a mile away, and he was waving at me, and I was waving at him. And he said, come on back, boy. So I went back there, and he said, sit down here. What you got? And I said, well, I got a song here. I said, Rufus Thomas told me it would come over, and you'd like this song, and you'd help me out. And he said, what's the name of that song? And I told him, man, I'm moving on. And he played that record, and he played that record. And then after John R. played that record, then Harmon Gazzard from Ernie's Record Mart played the record. Then Gene Nobles played the record. And then
Hoss Allen, I bet you know Hoss, man.
Yeah, everybody got on that record, and they just played it and played it and played it. Then he sent me on over to Atlanta to WAOK. And I went over there,
right?
Man, I had about $15, and I got about 40 miles a gallon in that little car. And I went over there on Peachtree, knocked on the door of that radio station. It was so early in the morning because I drove nonstop. The janitor let me in, and they took me back there. And I met Bob McKee, who was on the air, and then Piano Red,
yeah.
And they got on the record, and they played that record about 4 hours nonstop.
Oh, man.
They got on the phone, and they called Charlie Fash at Mercury Records because I was on a little bitty label called Renee Records out of Memphis. And Charlie Fash says, man, I got to have that record. And that's how it started. It was just
who owned that record, by the way?
Roland Janes, a guy from Sun Records.
Yeah.
He was one of the original Sam Phillips musicians, and he was with the original Jerry Lee Lewis band and Billy Riley and Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
And Sonny Burgess and the bands from back
all then. Those great cats, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was wonderful. Just
was
wonderful.
WLAC, I remember the first time I heard it. My mother, we were living in Tallahassee, and I was like 13 years old.
Yeah.
It was just before we moved back to Georgia. And we had gone up to the middle of Georgia,
uh-huh.
to Fort Valley, Georgia, to visit an aunt, just my mother and I.
Yeah.
And we were driving back at night. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. My mother's driving, and I'm fiddling with the radio, and mm-hmm. I come down at 1510.
Yeah.
And I hit that, man, and I think the first thing I heard was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Yeah.
Annie Had a Baby.
Oh, boy, what a wonderful song.
And my mother goes, what is that?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know, but I love it. And then John R. came on,
yeah.
you know. And he was hustling the Baby Chicks. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
And the Medallions, I loved that.
Yeah,
you know.
He sold everything.
Bibles.
Yeah, and he would say, don't worry, if you can't remember, just send $1 to John R., Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
And it got to him.
That's right.
It got to him. What a guy.
Yeah.
What a wonderful guy. You know, he was the first guy to play a James Brown record.
That's right. And James Brown was the guy who led... For when you know, John was pretty damn near broke when he died.
Yeah,
the memorial that they held in Nashville,
right.
at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah,
James Brown put that together.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that because I was living in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands.
And, yeah,
didn't know about it. I was living there when Elvis died, and boy, it was terrible. But you know, I hope finally, I understand. There's a could be a movie coming out. I know there's a script. And I've read
yeah.
the script. By a wonderful writer named Don Bonner, and
there's a lady that writes with him too, I think, on that.
But yes, and Chedra, I can't think of her last name.
Yeah.
I pronounce it wrong, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But what a great script! They need stuff like that, and especially today, you know, when what they just had the Ray movie last year, was
yeah.
it last year or year before?
Yeah,
and they've had some musical movies out, but this thing really does tell the true story. Of rock and roll and rhythm and blues, because these guys was playing that music in the 40s.
They were playing the music when no other station would play it, would even touch it.
Absolutely.
And they, without them, there would never have been the independent record companies.
That's
because
true.
Because they spawned.
Yeah, they did.
The independents.
Yes, they did.
And it was just amazing. I've got some wonderful memories from WLAC.
Oh boy, yeah, just great. So I hope that movie comes out, John. It's just wonderful.
Well, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a 2-hour special on WLAC.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for a few more testimonials like yours, so I can stick them all together.
John Arbor is the greatest. It's one of the biggest thrills I've ever had to meet such a powerful man. To me, he was way, way above someone like Alan Freed, but of course, so was Rufus Thomas. Those guys meant so much to me because they were just so sincere.
Well, John R. was a class act.
Oh, he was.
He really was.
Yeah.
And he was legitimate and he was sincere. And, you know, you had a record. He played my first record to death. I mean, stiff and dog that it was, you know. And one day he called me up. He goes, John, do you want me to keep playing this? I said, John, I thought you stopped playing that a month ago.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes, well, no, man. He says, you know, we could stick it in the Jetstar Blues special or something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we did. We put it in one of those specials.
Yeah.
Was it Randy's that he did?
It could have been Randy's. Could have been Ernie's. Could have been Buckley's Record Shop.
Buckley's.
And they sell maybe 5 records for $1.
Yeah, and they have one hit, and the rest were stiffs, like mine.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I got to hear that record. I don't think I've heard your first record, John.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was called Frozen Love by
goodness.
A guy named Gay Meadows, black guy. It was written by Cliff and Ed Thomas from New Orleans, who were pretty big producers down there. I'd like to hear it, too, to tell you the truth, because I don't even have a copy of it. I lost it on the road somewhere.
I'm the same way. I don't have very many copies of my own records, yet they still keep coming out, and I have to buy them because I don't have any of my own. And
well, so you need a pal like I have, like Mark Hansen. You know, Mark finds, look at this, I Have Faith in You.
Yeah.
Stopper on Sights on the Other Side, and I engineered this record.
Yeah, what's on the Rick-Tick label, right?
Yeah, it was on Rick-Tick, yeah.
Well, I know of Mark, and I've talked to Mark on the internet and on the telephone, and so many of those cats from over in England, man, they have such good taste. They dig so deep to make everything correct and tell it the way it is. I've had quite a few records that they've really brought me up on that Northern Soul stuff. I didn't have a clue what it was, and that was when I was with Ollie McLaughlin in Detroit. And I got some good news a few days ago that I'm going to be in that Hitsville Hall of Fame.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, that's a Motown thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't with Motown, of course, but was with United Sound and Ollie McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
We had the most wonderful cats, man. We had the Funk Brothers, the guys that... all the Motown players, because they all moonlighted. And it was so exciting. And had all those jazz guys, and the music was so new. When I first went to Detroit and did a television show, I was fortunate enough to have I had a big hit record. It was the number one record called I'm Moving On, out of a large company, Mercury. And when I was doing the Dave Prince show on Channel 7 television, WXYZ, Dave said, man, that's great. He says, you know, but we got some music up here. It's called the Detroit Sound. He said, have you ever heard of Motown? I said, yeah. I said, that's great, man. But we got a guy down in Memphis doing pretty good, too. His name's Elvis Presley. We got another, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Man. Yeah. Boy, was that fun.
Those were good times. And, you know, Matt and I were talking earlier. You know, Matt and I have on and off put together songs just for fun. You know, we do when I had the studio in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then out here, once I started Blue Power, you know, I'd have these tracks, and we'd put Matt on them. And one of them was a song that Bob Vern and I wrote in 1986. In fact, it was the first song that he and I ever wrote. It was called Yolanda.
Yeah.
And I had put together a track, just a demo track on it.
Uh-huh.
But the track had, Danny Krieger, who's Robbie Krieger's brother.
Yeah.
And had John Herron on piano.
Mm-hmm.
Krieger was playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Herron was playing piano. I've forgotten the drummer's name. And I've forgotten who. And John Juke Logan played harmonic on it. And there were a lot of great players, and I apologize if I can't remember the name, but we put Matt on it. And this will be the first time this song's ever been played.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's never been played. It's a strange song. It's good. I played it with Charlie Musselwhite, and Charlie says, "Boy, that's really different, you know."
Yeah,
said, "Who's that on harp?" I said, "Don't you remember playing on that session?" No, I didn't say that.
No, it's
a strange song.
It's a strange song. It's called Yolanda, and it's a story really of a friend of mine who left Atlanta in the days that it was a small town before all the Dallas money came in there, and went to Chicago. And she got into drugs, and she started selling herself for the drugs, and she was a wonderful girl from a small town somewhere in the middle of Georgia. And, you know, I always imagined that I wanted to go to Chicago and find her, you know, because I heard about her and what happened and what was going on. But so Bob and I wrote this song called Yolanda. What a shame and what a pity.
Down by the doggone city or something like that.
Something about the dogs in the city. I can't even remember our own songs.
Well, boy, I remember that like yesterday because I remember the week I did that, my wife Barbara and I, I think right after that session the next night, Barbara and I got to, went up to the Hollywood Bowl. You were living right behind the Hollywood Bowl at the time. And we took my motorcycle and we rode up to see Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Yeah. Boy. That's when we lived on Camrose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Lori and I's first house. Yeah. Anyway, let's play Yolanda.
Okay.
We'll expose Yolanda, Mr. Matt Lucas' version of it, to the world for the first time here on BluePower.com.
Hey, man, come here. I'm looking for a girl. Her name's Yolanda. You seen her anywhere? What? I'll tell you a story about her. Listen to this. The summer was swell tonight. Yolanda was smiling as she came to bring me shelter in a steamy southern sky. She moved like molten lava around my mountainside. Remembering Yolanda, can't heat up a southern night. And I cried, Yolanda, I love you all the time.
Yolanda, oh my love.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
24 hours a day. I'm hot on your trail. I got the word out on you, baby.
I got the word out on you, baby.
Yeah, man, I do. It's sure a different song. Seems like yesterday, John.
I know.
When did everything we do that? Sounds like yesterday. I think it's 1988, I think.
This one we did in 88?
I think so.
Could have been, man. Could have been.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anymore, man. It's getting... I'm getting old, you know. I'm getting old, my brother.
I'm getting old, too, but my memory keeps getting better. It's haunting me. Yeah, I can't forget nothing.
I know. I know. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, you stay on the go.
I do.
You stay on the go.
I'm a lucky guy, man. I'm a very, very lucky guy. I keep moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have adopted the title of that song and welded it into your life.
Yeah, I keep on moving. You got to keep moving, man.
Ducking and dodging, yeah. Man. They're liable to hit you if you stand still.
I don't stay too long. I just sang my song. And keep moving on.
As Papa Chubby says, if the diesel don't get you, then the jet fuel will.
Absolutely.
So what should we play next, Matt? Should we play, you want to play Matchbox, man? I don't think we played that last
time. That's an old blues song. It was also my friend Carl Perkins from Jackson, Tennessee, who actually, to me, was the king of rockabilly.
Yeah.
And... that was his first big hit on Sun Records.
That's right.
Wonderful guy. You'd never meet a nicer guy than Carl Perkins.
Now I'm sitting here wondering a matchbox hold my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering a matchbox hold my clothes. I ain't got no money, no place left to go. I'm an old poor boy, but I'm a long, long way from home. Yeah, I'm an old poor boy, man, I'm on my way from home. Ain't got no money, no place better to roam. Let me a little dog, baby, till your big dog comes. Let me a little dog, baby, till your big dog comes. When that big dog gets you, I'll show him what a little puppy does.
Listening to Mr. Matt Lucas on BluePower.com. This is your host, John Reese. Wanted to tell you about a wonderful station that we we're plugging on our website. We have for a long time. That's Smokestack Lightning. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with those guys, Matt, but since you're down there, man, you should stop in and see these guys.
Well, I'd love to do that, man, because I've heard about them on your site.
Yeah, Tommy Thompson and his crew. Do absolutely wonderful shows. They're different than ours, but Tommy's as crazy about the blues as I am.
Great.
You know, both of us work day jobs so we can support our habit, which is a blues site on the internet.
Where are they at, John?
They're in, what's the name of the damn town? It's where Rollins University, Winter Park.
Well, Winter Park, Florida. Oh, yeah, it's not that far away.
No, it's right by Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not too far. And Tommy Thompson, like I said, is a very, very knowledgeable guy.
Uh-huh.
And they do a great show, and they have, like, the top 10 CDs or top 25 CDs.
Yeah.
And we always, we like to plug it on Blue Power because they plug us.
And, you know.
That's great, man. I got to go down and see them cats.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could give you his email address and you can write
great.
It. Because I know we'd love to see you and love to talk to you.
Well, I'd love to go down there.
This is B.B. King, and you're tuned to Blue Power, Internet's home of the blues.
I woke up this morning. I looked down toward the floor. I saw my ding-a-ling. Broke out with the herpes sore. To the east, one leg to the west. I'm in the middle, baby. Said, come on, man, baby. Don't worry, baby. I told you I wouldn't do you no harm. It might not be so big around, baby. But it's 13 inches long. Sweet and innocent. A young girl never made a scene. I gave you a break, baby. Dresses full on down. I know you got something waiting up in the dark, baby. Smarter, because when I met the little girl, I told her. a hot dog. It never grows cold. All it needs, babe, is a nice warm great big hips, nice round legs and thighs. I got something for you, babe. Make you roll your big brown eyes. Because, babe, you gave it a Herpes blues.
A medical song.
A medical song. I got a hot dog.
Yeah, never grows cold.
It never grows cold. Oh man, you do have been. And that goes right along with vibrator blues.
Yeah, I love the vibrator blues, man. I tell you, I got my first vibrator, John, when I was about probably 1951, and
get it from Doc Johnson.
No, but man, I was very popular.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you were.
I was the most popular kid, man.
So where are you going from here, Matt?
Well, when I leave here, I'm going to go back to, going over to Mesa, Arizona, and I'm going to relax for a little while, and then in May, I'll be doing Dr. Ike's Ponderosa Stomp in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm looking forward to that. Then from there, I don't know. I just get to travel so much. I'm just blessed, John, you know. I just came into town yesterday. I've been down south. I was in Carver St. Lucas down in Mexico, and I was in Puerto
Vallarta.
Yeah, and then I went down to Mazatlan, and that was fun. And that was on a cruise ship for Princess Cruises. I work a lot of cruise ships. I've been on over 1,000 cruises, John.
My God.
Over 1,000. I guess, I worked on one line out of Miami, and I went back and forth out of the United States every day. I did that for 6 years.
Wow.
Worked 6 days a week, five shows a day, and go back and forth from Miami or Fort Lauderdale to Freeport, Grand Bahama. And I had my tuxedo on, and I could sing songs like the Herpes Blues and everything. And they said, boy, that boy looks so good. He's got to be good because he's wearing that tuxedo.
And you're singing Herpes Blues.
Yeah, man, I love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, Matt is a wonderful entertainer, and I've had the pleasure of knowing this man probably since 1964 or 65. 65,
yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, 64 or 65. I remember that cold, cold night there on almost the corner of 2nd and Blaine.
2nd and Blaine. The place is no longer there.
No, it's not. They tore it down. They couldn't control it, so they just moved the building.
They just tore it down.
It just went to the sky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what a mess.
Well, I'm telling you, Matt and I have had some laughs. We've written some nice songs together. We spent a lot of good times together, and Detroit was certainly a mighty, mighty time. It was perfect. Detroit was like paradise.
Man, it was so exciting. I mean, you might do a television show, and on that show would be Marvin Gaye, Paul Anka, Chubby Checker, and John Lee Hooker on the same show. It was
great.
That's right. In fact, I was playing drums with John Lee over at the corner of Woodrow Wilson and Davidson at a little place called Bud's Show Bar. And, man, we didn't have a salary. We'd go in, and we had a fishbowl.
Like a tip jar, right?
Yeah, we had a tip jar. And but it was so much fun. I'd give anything to do that again. It was just so much fun.
Well, the great one will be missed, Mr. Hooker.
Yeah.
Also, I think he also made a record under the name of Little Pork Chops. I think he had a ton of different names.
Well, he was Sir John for a while on the stuff he did down at Fortune Records.
He had like he was on five or six different record labels.
Yeah.
Those are the good days.
Oh, man, that was exciting music. It just it'll never be here.
No. No, again, never be the same.
Not those days.
Never be the same.
Yeah.
Let's find another one of your cuts and play it right now.
All right.
Hey, mama. I don't like to brag, babe, but leave the light on, mama. While I make love to you, that's what I want you to do. Leave the light on me. While I make love to you, I wanna watch your face go through those changes. I wanna see what you're going through. I wanna watch you bite your lips. Ooh, and I love to hear you moan. I like to watch you bite your lips, baby. And I love it when you moan. I dig it when you whisper in my ear, baby. Man, man, please don't go. Yeah, baby. You know I don't like the bag. it's understood what I do. I do it good. Oh, baby. What's the matter, man? What's the matter, baby? You having a heart attack? What's that, baby? Push me right in my ear right now. Tell me. You're trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me? How's it feel, honey? How's my love feel?
Sounds okay to me, Matt.
Me too, man. I love it.
This is John Reese of BluePower.com. Like to thank everybody for listening today, and we have had a wonderful surprise having Mr. Matt Lucas stop in to say hello to Blue Power. Matt, thank you so much for coming by.
It's always a pleasure to see you, man.
We always have a good time, too, don't we?
Always.
We're doing this. Matt has a new record coming out sooner or later. We don't know what label yet, but as soon as they overdub Mr. Charlie Musselwhite on it, maybe we'll have some more ideas as to when it's coming out. But if Matt Lucas comes to your town, make sure you go see him. The man is a madman, and he's one of my dearest friends, man. I'm so happy to have him here. Matt, thanks again, buddy.
Thank you, man, so much. And I'll be counting the minutes till I get to get back on Blue Power.
Hey, listen, we need to talk about Southern Legends.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to congratulate you on being inducted into the Southern Legends Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you.
And I think it's wonderful, man, and it's about time. And I did have something to do with that, and I'm very proud to get you in, man. You should be in every Hall of Fame.
You should even be
in a Hall of Shame.
Oh, man, I've already been there.
Yeah, no, you're wonderful, man. And people can... people can see that Hall of Fame. It's pretty new, but it's at southernlegends.org.
Yeah.
It's not something you buy your way into. It's not a profit-making thing.
No.
It's for people that are deserving, and you sure deserve it.
Mr. Bobby Morris, man, one hell of a nice man.
That's it.
So anyway, listen, we're pulling out of here now, all right?
All right.
Listen, man, love you. Thanks for coming by. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, baby.
All right.